Thank you so much, Alex. And to the InfoWars team, you know, Alex just said that he didn't really have that much time to plug in the last hour. So I'm going to do it for him. I am up to be on this broadcast at about 3 o'clock in the morning every week when I'm on. And obviously, you know, people always ask me, how are you so awake and sharp in the mornings? Well, I can tell you how. Brainforce Ultra, I got this some time ago because I heard Alex and some of the callers talking about it. And I can tell you this stuff actually works. It is incredibly fast acting. It helps me be sharp at this time, which now it's 5 a.m. But when I get up for these broadcasts, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here in Australia. So I really recommend it. If you need to be sharp, if you need mental clarity, take some. No one asked me to plug this, but I can tell you that I am a huge supporter of InfoWars. I was a financial supporter before I started broadcasting on here, and I continue to support InfoWars. So I'm asking everyone to do the same, please. This broadcast is incredibly, incredibly crucial in this time. No one else has been ahead of the game of this current situation that Alex has been discussing over the past couple of days, which ties into the guest that I've got on today. Celeste Solem is, I conducted an interview with her last week. She's a former FEMA employee. She's worked in healthcare, and she's been researching neuroscience, brain sciences, and what the globalists are doing to weaponize this against the population through things like smart dust, the nanotech in the shots. She joined me last week for what I think is the most important interview Z Media has ever conducted. And we've been doing this for some time. We've conducted, I think, well over 200 interviews now, long-form interviews. And I said, I think this is the most important interview. So that's it's not an understatement for me to say something like that. The research that Celeste has done has been absolutely phenomenal, and she joins us now. Celeste, thank you so much for coming on today.
It's great to be here and to support InfoWars.
Well, we're so appreciative of your time. Now, we're about to go to break in about a minute, but I wanted to introduce you by saying, you know, really one of the most important conversations I've ever had, because what you showed us through your research really tied together everything that all of the other people I've interviewed have shown. People like Karen Kingston, who showed that these shots would be used to track and trace everyone. Every single injection approved by the WHO for COVID has the ability to track and trace and send your biometric data. They wouldn't approve an injection that didn't. Then you have people like Todd Callender that spoke about some of these things in the shots. Cesium-137, radioactive materials that would turn the human body into a walking antenna. And then last week when I spoke to you, you revealed even more based on your investigation on the shots, what's inside these injections, being able to, not only in the injections, but in our food, in our water, in our air, covert military operations that have been conducted, including on Australia, merging witchcraft and technology and medicine. And this is something that is so relevant to this situation in the United States. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to let you take over, Celeste, because I think the world really needs to hear from you. This is so, so important. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body, as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements, you don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. All right, I want to give Celeste as much time as possible, but I want everyone to really think about this. Everything that Alex has been saying for the past 2 days, and Pete Santilli been doing such a phenomenal job. This is not only weaponized migration, but what Celeste and I are about to talk about are the weapons that they can deploy on the weaponized migrants. This is mind control on another level. We don't know how many times these people have been jabbed. We don't know what they're giving them right now. We don't know what they're spraying in the skies above these hordes of people invading the United States. So, Celeste, please, if you will, just give the viewers and the listeners a brief overview of what we discussed last week in relation to what you've discovered about Human 2.0, the United Nations agenda to transfer everything from natural change, eliminate natural creation, God's creation, to synthetic biology.
Right. So they, in the military circles, they call it a virtual twin. And I'm going to be covering that in a synthetic biology webinar that is free. You can find me on Rumble, Celeste Solem. And so basically, it started about 1900, really came on the map in 1975 when they made the decision. These are the policymakers, the researchers, these are the people with money. They are also evolutionary. And in 1975, they decided to genetically modify all life on Earth, every man, woman, child, animal, plant, even down to the microbial level. So that is one of the things that they started. They started integrating things like the smart dust. Each of these categories has, there's a lot of research that I'm going to be presenting, but nanoparticles, and now we have the synthetic biology, which actually transfers a person from being a human created in the divine image of God to a hybrid very sneakily, people don't realize, and then into a synthetic being. And what that it's you're basically a package, if you will. And what they're going to stuff it with is very demonic things, robotics, synthetic entities, entities from different dimensions, all sorts of different things. It came out, yeah. And Alex actually read the story about, 2 years ago when the journals came out and said that the nanoparticles actually are alien entities.
Yes. And so when we say alien entities, people think, big green head. No, we're talking about demonic entities right now. This is fallen angel technology. I firmly believe that. Now, when you and I spoke last week, a lot of feedback on that interview. So many people are astounded by the information. Please, if you're watching this and you haven't seen it, go and watch it from start to finish. It's on zmedia.com. It's on the homepage, interviews page. It's also on our channel on band.video under zmedia. It is so powerful. I need the world to see this interview. And what, a few people said, this all sounds like it's all a bit too much. Well, it's not all a bit too much, because you've got people like Dr. James Giordano and videos on YouTube, which I'm going to play a few clips from, and I really want your commentary on, Celeste, openly talking about this stuff, openly talking about being able to control the masses, not only through psyops, but through affecting their brain with various toxins, this, that, the other. They are so blatantly out there talking about it. So maybe you could talk to us about what you've discovered about, for example, you shared with me Australia, that during the bushfires, they had these autonomous planes coming and spraying above Australia to essentially put the people into what is a spell.
Right. So it had technology. It was an aircraft developed by Boeing, made of graphene. If you're familiar with the graphene has magical qualities, but on board were some specific programs or tools. One of them was Geomancer, and the other was Spellbook. And the name of the autonomous jet, so that means there's no human driving it, you know, piloting it, was the Valkyrie. And that means chooser of the slain. And we have to tie that this with the COVID, because what the, first I better go back and finish my comment. So what Geomancer and Spellbeck did is project down upon the earth curses and spells upon the people and the territory and the lands of Australia. And we all know how tyrannical then the Australian government acted when, once the COVID came. So this, the wildfires were in December of 2019. And, you know, of course, COVID was, you know, was it in December? Was it in January? It was at that same time. And anyway, the plane's name was Valkyrie, chooser of the slain. Remdesivir, the drug that has killed so many Americans. If you went into the hospital with COVID, chances are you were approached, and maybe many of you lost loved ones to a drug named Remdesivir. Remdesivir's original name was Valkyrie. That's how it all ties in. And then we have a DARPA satellite that was launched last year. It's a very low orbiting satellite, and it's called Ouija. There's another one called Astarte. So we've got, so they also have this Geomancer and Spellbook. Now it started in Australia. Now it's projecting around the whole earth in a grid system, witchcraft that mixes with the different chemicals and with the different therapeutics and gene editing tools.
Well, it's alchemy. It's alchemy. And the thing is that people, these people believe in it. Some people may think that this stuff isn't real. That's fine. The point is that the globalists believe in this stuff. They are actually satanic, and their agenda is satanic in nature. So it's no surprise, everything you're saying right now, Celeste, it is absolutely no surprise to me that this stuff goes on. Now, I want to talk about this Dr. James Giordano, and maybe the team can play the first clip before we go into break. If you can, guys, can you play clip one, affected populations, and then we're going to get Celeste's commentary on that.
A, the ability to assess the brain and its functions. A, the ability to access the brain on a variety of levels, from the subcellular all the way to the social. And A, the ability to affect the brains and the individuals in which those brains are embodied and the ecologies in which those individuals enact, engage, encounter, from the level of the individual to the group, to the community, to the populational. Look at the power that understanding tools and techniques of the brain sciences afford. Obviously, if in fact this gives me some insight to the way people interact, inclusive of the way they may interact in bellicose, aggressive, violent, and volatile ways, and it also confers upon me certain powers to be able to influence that, alter that, change that, mitigate that, then clearly I'm able to use the brain sciences, as we have tried repeatedly in the past, to influence the postures and capabilities not only of our own individuals who are engaged in warfare, intelligence, and national security operations, but those who seek to threaten us.
So who are those that seek to threaten you? You're the patriots. The ones that are seeking to threaten their establishment is the patriots, the truth tellers, the ones who are exposing all of this. And they are talking about weaponizing not only individuals, but controlling populations, which is so relevant to this weaponized migration. We'll be right back after this break with more from Celeste Solom.
Ooh, the last Turbo Force. Ooh, Turbo Force. These guys don't even know you can get the canister now.
Get the all-new Turbo Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it's shareable.
Hey,
clip that we played before the break was Dr. James Giordano, which is basically like this mad scientist going around delivering presentations to the military in the world about how they're going to control and manipulate the masses through psyops and, you know, manipulating their brains. And that was from a conference called The Brain, or a presentation called The Brain is the Battlefield of the Future, delivered or presented on the Modern War Institute channel 4 years ago, right before they deployed COVID. Celeste, what do you, what can you share with the viewers about your understanding of this ability of these people to alter the perceptions, the thoughts, even the behavior of a region or even a country?
Yeah, so unfortunately, since about World War II, they have had the capability. We've been all been subjected. I don't care if you're in America or around the world, you're being subjected to psyops. Dr. James Giordano then said we were given certain chemicals to kind of meld us, mold us, so that we would be, so our brains would be accepting of the new pharmaceuticals and the new pathogens. These pathogens were developed, and Dr. James Giordano has the influence, the power. He's in the military circles, the government circles, academia circles, to accomplish the hacking of the brain, if you will. And so they released COVID, they released other pathogens, and we're going to see this synthetic biology that literally consumes the brain and the body. And why did they want to aim for the brain? It was, COVID was developed as a neuro weapon. Why? Because if they seize your brain, they will win your heart and mind, because they can alter it, and anything that they say, then you go, oh, that might sound good, or you're too tired maybe to research or to stand up against tyranny. So that's why it was developed, to make us complacent. It's like fluoride on steroids. You know, years ago we were worried about fluoride, but this is much worse. It literally takes over the brain, every crack, crevice, it goes down your brainstem and throughout your neurological system, and it literally consumes you. And as it consumes you, you don't have that original biological self. You are then turned into this hybrid and synthetic entity, or synthetic shell, if you will, and ready to be inhabited by some force, demon, whatever they. There's synthetic biology where there's actually synthetic entities. So they are going to use biological, but they are also going to deploy, and millions of them have been deployed, of people that look, or humanoids that look just like you and me, but everything from their brain to their blood to their organs are synthetic.
Well, here's the thing. All of these millions of hordes of people coming in now through the border could very well be, I mean, are very likely highly injected people. People that, for example, that gentleman that Michael Yon interviewed that day with Alex, what a fantastic interview that was, you know, just speaking to this Chinese national, that guy would be injected to the eyeballs. He came from China, for goodness sake. And what we, you know, I really want to say here that faith is the defense against what these people are trying to achieve. But the point is that it's not just in the shots, it's in the sky. Yeah, they're spraying it everywhere. It's in our water. It's in our food supply. But the shots were the direct, high dose, really quick delivery system of this essentially computer interface that transforms the human being, who then can be weaponized. And he talks about the ability to, within this presentation, I'm sure you've seen it, Celeste, the ability to stop an uprising. They can actually control a large group of people to make sure, because you were saying before, you know, it really dumbs them down, makes them feel tired. No, they can then actually change the minds of people to stop them from ever organizing anything that's successful for an uprising.
That's how they stole the election. at a military conference. They were kind of bragging about the fact that when they stole the last election, it was through deep penetration. And they used a combination of frequency, the chemicals, psyops, and these pharmaceutical gene editing programs. And they actually were able to sway an election. So whether America's going to ever have another fair election is on the table.
Huh. Well, if the team can bring up picture two, it's got the types of weapons there that James is talking about in this presentation. And he actually talks about economic leverage, intelligence, psyops, drugs and other chemical agents, then the biologicals, the microbes, toxins. He openly talks about how these are physical influence or deterrence tools and hybrid cyborg systems. Of course, they talk about biological drones there, but it's not just limited to drones and robots, guys. This stuff, they understand this better than anyone. And some people said to me after our interview, Celeste, that, you know, they don't think the technology is anywhere near as advanced as what they're presenting. I would argue that it's nowhere near as that our understanding, even as far as you've gone, isn't as far as they've been able to develop this stuff.
I would say it's at least 100 years. So in the past, when I would look at the DARPA site, it was 5 to 20 years out before it was at commercial deployment. Now, when I see the headline on DARPA, it is already in the pipeline. And I know that is a weapon against us.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but if the team can bring up while you're talking, picture one, weapons timeline, that's also from his presentation. And it clearly says here that, you know, 2008, these weapons that he's talking about were not yet viable for operational use. But as of 2011 to 2014, Celeste, demonstrated utility of NeuroST in prior, current and future NSID operations. So already we're talking about technology that was already able to be used over a decade ago. How much more developed is it now?
Much more. I mean, it is so sophisticated. And what we have to realize is this technology is, we have to, can't look at the technology as individual components or silos. We have to look at it as an integrated system. So the bio mixes with the frequencies, mixes with the pharmaceuticals, the pathogens, everything is one system now as a phalanx arrayed against all biological life. And I think we really need to bring in, is this real? Yes, as a matter of fact, it's so real that last year there was a Senate Bill 4488 that was introduced on June 23rd. You can look it up yourself, on catastrophic risk. It talks about an existential threat to humanity, the extinction of all humanity in that document, which was a Senate bill. And then it talked about the erasure of all humanity, that humanity ever lived on the face of the earth. That's how much they hate humans. Not all biological life, but especially humans, because they're created in the divine image of God. That bill was killed in December. I've got to say, it was handed off to DHS to manage it. I think we need to pay attention to that word. And then they said they were going to slice and dice it and put it into omnibus and different pork bills and other bills so that the American people could not find it, basically, as one component. They got a little scared. They put too much together in it that people might wake up and see what was going on. So they sliced and diced it.
There's more information about that. Celeste actually goes into that in our interview. Again, please, if you haven't seen it, do go and watch it. We'll be back after this short break with more from Celeste. This is absolutely powerful stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. And the term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
All right, we're back with Celeste Solem of CelestialReport.com. You can also find her on Rumble. She's about to release a new webinar. I almost said weaponar there because we're talking about weapons, Celeste. A new webinar on this subject of synthetic biology, and her research is just unbelievable. She told me that she reads, you know, dozens upon dozens of medical journals every single week to stay up to date on this, on these topics of neurosciences. And neurotechnology. I want to really quickly play this clip for how can we use the weapons, if you will, team, and then get Celeste's commentary on that.
So how then can we use these elements as weapons, means of contending against others? Formal definition of a weapon, right out of the Oxford Old English Dictionary, means of contending against others. And we can do that in a number of ways. We can militate their behaviors and their thoughts in some ways as to make them more amenable to what we do, the idea of positive weaponology. Or we can, in fact, mitigate and, in some cases, completely nullify their capability, will, or engagement to fight. If we combine those two definitions into one, what we find is those agents that will either change individuals' thoughts, vulnerabilities, volatility to violence and aggression, or incur morbidity, dysfunction, and or mortality in such a way as to then mitigate the engagement altogether.
So we can militate their behaviors, and we can mitigate and nullify their capability and will to fight. Celeste, how do they do this?
So they do it through the psyops, through the chemicals in our food, through the nanoparticles, the smart dust, and the pathogens. It might be interesting for you to know that the very organization that named COVID, when I looked, I was on like one of the forums just looking before it came out at the technology, just in the chat, kind of, it's a chat forum. And basically they said that COVID, the very organization that named it, said that it was designed to disable. It is a weapon of mass disruption. Take out your brain, take out your body. That way you can't think. The pharmaceutical industry will benefit like trillions and trillions of dollars because everybody's sick and disabled and they can't fight. They can't be the resistance.
But they're not just sick physically, they're sick in their minds. You know, Celeste, so many people have asked me, why can't we get through to people? I remember my good friend and the late Dr. Zelenko said, you could take one of these people and literally rub their face in the corpse of their loved one that's died from these poison shots, and they would not realize that this is what's caused it. Is this because of these operations that you're talking about that prep the world for COVID? Essentially, you know, like Australia, for example, these chemtrails that they sprayed beforehand to disable the population's ability to think. Team, if you can bring up pick three while Celeste is answering that question.
So basically, I lost my thought here. Sorry about that. So these
No, that's all right. I was asking whether the reason why people can't see the truth in front of them, in front of their faces, whether that has to do with what they've been spraying or putting in our foods. You know, you've got a loved one literally dropping dead in front of you post-shot, and they go, no, it's not the shot. The shot was great.
Okay, so there's a couple of different factors involved. Yes, it can be the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the psyops, but there's something that is an algorithm that FEMA uses, and it's something that I learned a long time ago. It said that 3% of people will stick to their ideology. 7% of people will do something once or twice. They might write their congressman. They might, you know, participate in a rally, something like that. But this, I'm glad everyone's sitting down, or I hope you're sitting down, because the shocker is 90% of people will do nothing, even if it means their death and the death of their loved one. So that is one thing. And FEMA knows that. I mean, I was taught that in the 90s. And I tested it in every single venue, volunteer groups, business, every type of sector, and it holds true. And you can test it yourself, and you will find that about 3% of people will stand strong in their ideology. So what that means, those 90% of people, you're not going to reach them. So at this point, it is better to try and reach those people that are receptive to you, maybe drop a seed or there, here or there. While you're out and about doing things that you do and being a human, but realize that most people are not going to hear you. 90% won't hear you. 7% might do something once or twice. Is it worth your investment? You have to start thinking about that, because we're coming into a time that we have to survive. The other thing is, I'm a person of prayer. I have a biblical background, and so in the beginning of COVID, I had a prayer walk, and I asked the Lord, I said, what spirits am I up against? And it was very interesting what the Holy Spirit said. He said, first, you were up against a spirit of blindness. And that it does come from the Bible. So if you are a person of prayer, you need to be praying for people to remove this spirit of blindness. And then the spirit of pharmakia, which is the chemicals, the drugs, any pharmaceuticals.
Yes, absolutely. On peak three, it actually says there, in close pharmaceuticals and organic neurotoxins. We don't have time to go through the whole thing, but James talks about, Dr. Giordano in this presentation, talks about how he can take the leader of a resistance into a fake meeting, essentially, where he pretends he's gonna do a white flag meeting and put something either on his pen or on his drink to change the mind and the behavior of that leader of a resistance, so that he goes back and essentially demoralizes the people because he's not who he was before. His mind has changed. Now, faith is the shield to these weapons, but the point is to know that they exist. And they say ultra low dose or high specify agents for use in targeting diplomatic or local culture, hearts and minds scenarios. Think about that in relation to this absolute invasion that's happening to the United States as we speak. Everything Alex has been covering for the past 2 days. And think about the fact that they can do this. This is so dangerous, and people need to be aware physically that these people can be mind hacked, weaponized, made to act in a way that they normally wouldn't. You know, maybe this is why Pete was given that bit of intel about stay away from shopping centers, stay away from these different places, because the possibilities really are endless. Your thoughts, Celeste?
Well, Dr. James Giordano also says that he has through technology, he can capture the soul. And in that graphic that you just showed, down at the very bottom is something that everybody should pay attention to, because the next pathogen at the last bullet is the neurovascular hemorrhagic agent. The next pandemic is going to be threefold. They have learned how to overlap the physical domain, the cyber domain, the supernatural domain. And so what that means is that as it's going to be a hemorrhagic event. They're going to call it a hemorrhagic Ebola of systems is what the name is.
Or
going
Marburg,
to be.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. As the first patients come bleeding out to the hospital, the internet is bleeding out. It also opens a portal to the supernatural. And so there's going to be a lot of of evil stuff that comes in as in the mix. And at the end, I think, is when we'll see the new world order emerge after this next pandemic. It's going to blow people's minds because it's cyber. We've actually have so much technology in each one of us right now that when this cyber meltdown happens, so we're not only going to melt down in the physical due to the pathogen, we're going to, the cyber in us is also going to be melting down.
Wow, I never thought of that. I seriously have goosebumps right now, Celeste. We have that much technology inside of humanity right now that cyber COVID, that they say will be more catastrophic than COVID, where they have to do an entire shutdown, will shut down human 2.0. My goodness, this is groundbreaking right now in this moment. This is groundbreaking. We only have 30 seconds left, Celeste. We need to get you back on. Please, everyone, go and watch the video. It's on band.video. It's on zmedia.com. Watch it in full. Share it. Share this everywhere. Visit celestialreport.com. Celeste, you've got your webinar coming out. Please give people the date really quickly in 10 seconds.
Okay, next Wednesday at noon. Next Wednesday at noon on Rumble.
Next Wednesday at noon on Rumble. God bless you, Celeste. Thank you so much. Jesus is Lord.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 Central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority
is no longer silent.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
So Gen Z workers are not going to be faring too well in the workplace. And that doesn't spell good for us in the future. One thing I could recommend is I think we need to get some of these Gen Zers on TurboForce, which you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Didn't see the plug coming, did you? But here it is, TurboForce from InfoWars Life, 25% off. It's back. It's reformulated. It's in a canister, so you can scoop out as much as you need. You want a full scoop? You want a heaping scoop? You want half a scoop? You can get it all now by just going to InfoWarsStore.com and ordering TurboForce. More strength, more power, more energy when you need it, and it's long-lasting. It's got vitamin C, it's got niacin, B6, taurine, beta-alanine, acetyl-L-carnitine, L-theanine, green leaf extract, coffee berry, guarana seed extract, yerba mate, and Aleva ATP are just some of the ingredients packed into TurboForce. It's in a powder form. It's in a canister. You saw the commercial earlier. People were fighting over the last little bag. They don't even know. We got it now in a canister. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and pick up your TurboForce. I don't know what you're waiting for. And that's my only plug today. I feel bad. I forgot to do it all throughout because we had so much information going on in an amazing interview. But we got another amazing interview, InfoWarsStore.com, and support what we're doing. It's you out there that fuel the jet engines that keep this whole thing twirling about.
It's been said that my people perish for lack of knowledge. When Christ said that, we know it's totally true. Knowledge is power. It's also been said that God helps those that help themselves. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to help yourself and help your family and help your community. If you research the iodine conspiracy and discover that in the U.S. and in China and many other countries, IQs were dropping, deformities were exploding, the 20s and 30s and 40s, so the governments put iodine in the food. Not high-quality iodine, it was still bound iodine to other elements, it was really cheap iodine, but it boosted IQs, knocked out the infertility, really did great things to stop a lot of the mutations and deformities. Look it up for yourself. Just look up the iodine deficiency on Wikipedia, and it's got all the links to the UN, the Lancet Medical Journal, everything, about the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world, the number one cause of intellectual disability, the number one cause of all these different health problems is lack of iodine, and how these bad halogens that counter and block iodine are purposely put in the food and water. They even admit that here. And then we wonder why people are so dumb and why society is falling apart all around us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the cleanest, best, highest quality iodine. We have all three types, the nascent deep earth crystal, pure atomic iodine, and then two other types that help synergistically boost that, according to the experts that we did the research with. This product's been sold out for more than 6 months, but it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, please look into the iodine deficiency. Please research it for yourself, and please find out how important it is, because no one else has this iodine that we have. But some Himalayan salts that are billions of years old do actually have the triiodine in it. So wherever you get it now.